Okay, good day, guys. This is Jeremiah, your humble host, and this is Tea with Maya. This is our very first episode, and out here we have a special friend. Alpha, now let's get to meet you.
Hi, my name is Coco.
Okay, and I am Jeremiah once again, and this is Tea with Maya. We would be talking about double standards and how they affect the society. We're going to use Tiwa Savage's sex video and Oxlade's video for an instance out here. So what do you think about how everything played out? Let's have a conversation about that.
Okay. First of all, I always tell people, mind your business. Nigerians don't know how to mind their business. Mind your fucking business. It's not your business. But since she made our business and we're here, let's talk about it.
we may as well talk about it.
Right?
Okay, so
I personally feel, I think I'll be speaking for a whole lot of people, right?
Yeah.
I personally feel there's a huge double standard between the way Nigerians received or perceived Tiwa's sex tape and Oxlade's sex tape. Apparently, they criticized Tiwa Savage, which we all know is because she's a woman.
Yes.
We have a lot of feminists, a lot of sexists in this country. In fact, in the world in general.
Yes.
People still have the mentality of, oh, he's a man, she's a woman, no equality,
deserves this.
Bullshit.
Yes.
As for Oxlade, people are actually praising that nigga.
And I was surprised. I mean, okay.
Surprised? So, I was disgusted.
I was really, really pissed
because
about it.
The girl in the video, I'm pretty sure she didn't give her consent to that video being dropped, because I feel that video was dropped intentionally, honestly.
I heard that it was dropped.
The only person that should have the video is the person that made the video. And apparently, I think Oxlade was really conscious of making that video.
Not to talk about the fact that he even posted about like six, I think I scrolled through and I saw
like
about
like
seven
five,
videos.
Six videos, seven right? Videos, yes. Seven, right?
Yes.
And in all the videos, he was consciously making these things.
There was even this post I saw in Jaja Hostel,
okay,
when he was done posting the old stuff. Like everything was like trending online on Twitter.
Okay.
All the guys came out and they were like praising him. And
I'm
like, why?
I'm very sure if it was a girl in the school hostel,
yes,
or whatever, that they knew, that they saw on Twitter or something trending, they would have
called
out all our names. They would have dragged that for what? Oh my god.
And it's really, really annoying that we still like have this mentality in this society and
it's
in this
sad.
Time. It's really, really sad.
It's sad.
Because
and I hear a lot of people calling Tiwa's tape publicity stunts. Like, help me understand. She had nothing to gain. She had a whole lot to lose. She had money as I went tape dropped. She already has fame. She already made her name in the music industry. Tiwa is 10 years more than, you know, counting in the music industry,
yes,
already.
Yes,
you
yes.
can't call musicians from Africa and not call number one bad girl. I mean, it's Tiwa Savage we're talking about here. And then you're telling me that she intentionally dropped it for what? She didn't actually drop shit because the guy's face did not show. I mean, her face showed for like a few seconds. So help me understand how that's even a publicity story. It doesn't make sense. I even heard that she lost a few deals because of the tape, blah blah blah. And then people are still insisting that she intentionally dropped the video. Are you mad?
That was the same reaction. Because I'm like, why would she drop this video? Like, for what exactly? And I like the fact that she like took charge of the whole situation.
She had to own her truth, because then the guy would have probably keep blackmailing her and keep, you know, collecting money from her and all that. And then at the end of the day, it has still come out.
That is the point.
That
exactly.
Video would have come out. So the sooner the better. Now we are getting over it. Or at least I thought we were over it until Oxlade came and brought her back.
Right.
Oxlade came out. Like, I saw Oxlade trend. Next thing I'm seeing them doing comparison. I'm like,
what is this?
Twitter is a slippery, bloody place. I don't want to ever be trapped in that.
You can say that again. So, basically, I really, really, really do not understand, but I feel it's Oxlade's video. I think it was a publicity stunt. I don't know. It's just what I think. Because, I mean, if it wasn't a publicity stunt, he made 6 videos or 7 videos, and his face was out there. And I'm sure he was always sending these videos out to people, and
I'm
can't expect
sure
them not to get leaked.
In fact, I think
I even read a chat once on Snapchat.
It's probably a thing with him and his friends. Some people just like this thing. Some people like videos, you know. Some people get off with videos and all. It doesn't make sense to me, but I mean, it's what it is. So I'm very sure his circle, they probably even share girls.
Exactly.
Guys like this, they probably, after sleeping with one girl, will tell his friend, they probably circle a girl around and all that. Like I said, let me say the show, mind your
business.
Drink water and mind your business. Uh-huh. Because in this country, like we already have a lot of things we are already facing the country.
Yeah.
Why are people dragging Tiwa? Oxlade came out, people still brought Tiwa back. Like, help me understand.
And now, yeah, I read his tweet. He apologized in his tweet to the girl.
Were he better?
He apologized to the girl, but
that girl could have sued him. If we had a working system, which of course we don't, if we had a working system, she would sue him for all he has, because he didn't have rights.
I didn't really get into the details, but I read about like him apologizing to the girl and all. But I think someone dragged him and was like, he shouldn't apologize to the girl. He should do something. I don't remember the details exactly, but it's a really, really messy situation.
It's sad. It's sad because we have elderly men. I think we have this king over in the country that likes to get married to really, really young queens. And then when he marries this young queen, right, we they celebrate him. They throw a big party and all. He celebrated, Oba has a beautiful wife. Oh, she's so young.
It's
fresh.
Natural.
But when Reginald Daniels started following her husband, there is nothing they do not say about Reginald Daniels. Now, I'm not saying I support whatever this is. People personally just like elderly men. Oh, she's after his money. But who even cares? The fact is, two people do the same thing. But because they are different genders, you praise one and then you criticize the other. Doesn't make sense.
Doesn't really
should
make
at
sense.
Least be able to balance this thing up. We should call a spade a spade. If they criticize Tiwa, they should drag the hell out of Oxlade. Simple, period.
That's not what everyone just kept talking about. Everyone started making memes, was ta 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 ta, and I'm like, what is this?
They were
this?
Calling
Oxlade,
real man be this,
But it was all drugs for Tiwa Savage. And
yes,
it is not just about this.
This is someone that has a child. Oxlade probably doesn't have anything to lose at the end of the day. In fact, if nothing, Oxlade was trending for like 2-3 days.
People even
brought
in the fact that she was Tiwa Savage is a mom, and why should she do that kind of thing? Fine.
She has every right. Tiwa has every right. Because see, first of all, she's a human being before a mother. She has blood flowing through her veins. It's not water in her body. If she decides that, okay, she's 42 and she wants to be kinky, then what the fuck? Let her be kinky. If she decides to want to follow younger men, what is your business? Let her do it. Unfortunately, the video leaked and people were criticizing her. So, I'm sorry, or she should not have sex again. Help me understand.
Well, because it's just that this thing, the way it's downplayed, I don't know, it's not just about these two, but it's just about like the system,
it's
the societal construct,
the
right?
The system in the home.
The societal construct, the societal like norms, how they see women in the society. Women are like seen to be like lower like caliber over men, below men, yes. And it's really, really.
It is a general thing right now. People tend to, I think it starts from the home. In Nigerian homes, right? Majority of Nigerian homes, when a guy is 16, 17, he's allowed to probably go out and spend the night, and it is fine, right? And
yes.
Then they'll just, his parents might just say, okay, he's a man, he's hustling. But then if a girl should do it, oh no, she's not allowed. She's a girl, she's supposed to be at home,
yes.
Blah, blah, blah. So I think this whole
rubbish how the
started
society
from,
is.
From our homes.
Exactly, from everything. And
we need to recognize the fact that there is equality. A man and a woman have equal rights to do whatever they want to do. But at the end of the day, we should know that we should mind our business and drink what?
Water.
Thank you.
Like you said. Well, at the end of the day, I guess this is just the way the society is like structured, basically. But well, what could you say about all this? Like, how could you say we would conclude all this?
Okay, first of all, I would. I think I heard a presenter asking Nicki Minaj once. Wasn't it? Yeah, Nicki Minaj once, that she has fans that are not adults. Yes, she has fans of 5, 4, 3 years old and all that like singing a song. What would she say to them? Because she has songs that I don't think there's any Nicki Minaj song that doesn't have vulgar words that a child should not be, you know, heard saying.
Yes.
And then Nicki Minaj first started as an answer with, well, I'm not your parents. I'm not your mom. So apparently I would do what I want to do. Their parents should watch over them. And to some extent that's true. But as celebrities, they should recognize the fact that the minute you have fame, you become a public figure.
Yes.
So like it or not, your life is watched. Just the way people are taken after Jesus Christ.
They become role models.
You
basically
get, Jesus Christ is my own role model, right? That's the way some people are taking over Tiwa Savage. Some people are growing up with Tiwa in their head. Like, I want to
and
sing
really
like her, I want to dress like her, I want to have a life like her. Do you get?
Yes.
So I feel celebrities should be a whole lot more cautious with what they do, private or public, because apparently now they're not like private life.
Honestly,
everything,
I mean, Snapchat is like where
everything is public.
So think,
you eat is on Snapchat, you drink water, Snapchat, you go anywhere, people will do Snapchat in the toilet. Like, help me get it though, because I definitely don't understand. Everything is on social media. You, there's nothing you want to see that you will not
stuff
see online.
Yes,
I dare you. Tell me what you are looking for. I will bring it out for you on my phone. Everybody's everybody's doing something, one thing or another, that back in the day we used to call private.
Yes.
Everything is public. So I think they should just be a little more careful. Right? So that, because she has a child, but going beyond her having a child, we have kids that like her. Kids that, you know, listen to her song and all. So I think celebrities should just be a little more cautious how they, you know, treat themselves, how they carry themselves. And if you want to do things like that with somebody's son, right, do it with a discreet, mature somebody's son. Because that nigga Tiwa was doing that shit with, that nigga is shit. That nigga, like, seriously, that nigga does not deserve. Ah, man, that nigga fucked up. But, you know, men are what? Scum.
Well, oh my god. Well, so I read something sometime and I was like, they were like, we are buying into like the American mentality and we're like doing things the way they used to do things abroad. We are not like following our like African society.
What African society? First of all, where has our African society and tribe was taking us in the country? Let's even start from there, because people that give their excuses bullshit. See, like it or not, the way whites do things is nice.
Mm.
They are more modernized.
Mm.
Like it or not. You cannot say because we have traditions here and they are white, oh, we are supposed to dump technology and all because we are clinging to. There are so many of our traditions that are bullshit. For example, you have an elderly person, and just because the person is elderly, the person is allowed to insult you and call you all sort of names, and then you're not supposed to reply because what? Because person is elderly. The last time someone tapped me in the market and called me, "Hello, my daughter," I answered, "Sorry, ma, I'm not your daughter," because all this tradition we have in this country, we need to dead that shit. Dead it. It is tradition and culture that has allowed us to collect a whole lot of insults in this country. But yes, we have insults from elderly people. Elderly people that are doing rubbish nonsense. We have elderly people in our system, our government. What are they doing? If we are not younger people to actually rule these sectors,
and I don't know, it's what I
they
think.
They will bring more improvised way to do things in our country.
But
because we have someone of 60, 70 years that refused to retire. It's true.
But that's a view that we could see from. But I don't know, it's just what I think. I feel all these old people are, like, the elder people are the ones who are, like, really, really bring, maintaining this societal construct and even maintaining this double standards thingy, especially the old men. But at the end of the day, like you said earlier, I feel all these people like Oxlade, Tiwa Savage, celebrities in general, they should know that they are role models and they are being looked at, or they are being like emulated. Everything they do is out there and they should be careful of everything they do. So I would like you to like introduce yourself, because we'll be rounding up like in a second or two. So I would like you to like introduce yourself, and you could drop your IG handles so they could follow and see who is behind the stage or something.
Okay. My name is Coco. I'm very opinionated.
Haha.
I have strong values, strong views about a lot of things. And before anybody can change my mind, they have to bring a damn good point. And a reasonable one at that. You can follow me on IG with Bibi Okai, the Gap Teeth Girl. D.gap.teeth.girl. Yes.
And I am Jeremiah, your humble host.
Much time to spare, but I'm in time for you to show how much I care. Wish that I would let you break my walls, but I'm still spinning out of control from the fall. Boy, you give good love, I won't lie. It's what keeps me coming back, even though I'm terrified.
This would be streaming on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Anchor. Also, do not forget to follow my page, and please, please, please do turn on your post notifications. Thank you.